Labor Senator Marielle Smith has been in the Murrayland speaking about issues most important to residents. She joins me now to have a chat about what's come up, including the jobs crisis amid the recession and coronavirus pandemic. Welcome to the studio, Senator Smith.
Thanks, Jenny. Great to be with you and great to be in Murray Bridge.
Yeah. So what has brought you here? Why were you inspired to come and chat to people in the community?
Well, look, as a senator for South Australia, my constituency is the whole state. And whilst I live in Adelaide, I do try my best to get out to our regional areas as often as I can so that I can hear directly from South Australians about the issues that matter to them and take their opinions and their voices to Canberra. So I do spend quite a lot of time in Murray Bridge. This is part of my regular outreach in this community. And I was holding a mobile office to allow people to make an appointment, come and see me a bit closer to home and have a chat about the issues which matter to them and their town.
And were there some common things that came up quite a lot today?
Absolutely. So more than half of the people who came to my mobile office today raised their concern about the future of JobSeeker and their concern about what would happen if JobSeeker went back to its original base rate of $40 a day at the end of the year as it's scheduled to. I also had plenty of concern raised with me about the economy more broadly in Australia and what that might mean locally here in Murray Bridge in terms of jobs and opportunities in this town. I had a few local issues raised, as always, issues which I'll work with my council colleagues and my state colleagues to address, but really it was JobSeeker and the broader economic issues which were most significant.
Is the uncertainty of it a big problem?
Absolutely. I mean, I think in certain parts of South Australia, we know JobSeeker is having a much bigger impact on the economy than in other places. And that's certainly true in Murray Bridge. There's a lot of concern that if JobSeeker goes back to its base rate of $40 a day at the end of the year, not only is that very, very difficult for the people who are required to live on JobSeeker, but it also has flow-on impacts in terms of the economy of the town. So we know for most JobSeekers, the majority of what they receive from the payment gets spent in their local community at local retail outlets and local businesses. Now, if you take that away or if that rate is unsustainably low, it necessarily has an impact on local economic development. The same in turn, if you raise that rate of JobSeeker, then a lot of that investment goes directly into the town and has other broader effects for people in the local economy, even if they're not receiving the payment directly.
Right. So we're still waiting to hear from the Liberal government as to when that, well, how much it'll go down to. So we'll have to wait and see. The member for Barker, Liberal MP Tony Passant, says many people in the region who run food manufacturing and production companies are struggling to attract people to jobs. We certainly know this is the case for backpacker seasonal work because we've depended upon immigrants coming in. What do you make of his call to reduce the rate, the welfare rate, to better incentivise people from taking on less desirable work?
Look, some of the issues that Mr. Passant raises are not new issues to this pandemic. So we've had issues in terms of workforce, particularly in our ag sector, for years and years and years. And we've seen years and years and years of inaction by the current government who've actually been in a position to do something about it. So I reject the idea that workforce shortages are only an issue in this sector because of the pandemic. Yes, there have been some significant challenges which have been amplified by the pandemic. And when we're looking at workforces, as you mentioned, that has been an issue and that is there. And I certainly think that needs to be addressed. When we're talking about JobSeeker, though, we're talking about the government taking JobSeeker back to its original rate of $40 a day. There has been an additional supplement during the pandemic. That was $550 per person. This week it drops down to $250 per person. Now we need to know what is the future of this payment, what is the future at the end of the year. And it's not clear to me if Mr. Passant is saying JobSeeker should go back to $40 a day or indeed if it should go to less than that. That's not clear in his call.
Well, he did say, because I said there are a lot of people who are concerned about it going to below the poverty line, which it was before. And he agreed that it shouldn't be. But I don't think we know yet from the Liberal Party how much they're going to make it yet, do we?
We really don't know what they're going to do with this payment at all. And look, the other thing I would say to Mr. Passant's comments is the data that we have shows us that in Adelaide, there are 22 job seekers for every vacancy. In regional South Australia, that's more than 42 job seekers for every vacancy. There are not enough jobs to match the number of job seekers in regional South Australia. So that the data just doesn't support the claims he's making. I'm not saying that in certain industries and particular industries, there is an issue and we need to address address that. But on global levels, it's not the case. And I have to tell you, every single person I speak to on a job seeker payment wants to be working. They want to be part of that dignity of work and that connection to their community. But the jobs do not exist for them to take that work up.
Labor Senator Marielle Smith is with me. We're talking about the job crisis that we have at the moment, essentially. The Morrison government says it is investing $63 million in local jobs. There's a local task force to aid jobs recovery in our electorate here in Barker. What do you make of this, and is there an approach that Labor thinks should be taken?
Look, I welcome any investment which is designed to grow the local economy here in Murray Bridge and to support jobs and support jobs in regional South Australia. But what we do know is that we don't have a federal jobs plan from this government. They are yet to release a jobs plan. And now during the pandemic, more than ever, we need to know what their plan is for the future of work, what their plan is for those people in industries who have been seriously impacted and affected by this pandemic, and what their job is, or what their plan is, sorry, for JobKeeper and the future of JobSeeker.
Do you think that there needs to be a big investment in reskilling people? I mean, we're seeing a huge shift, particularly with robots taking on automated jobs. You know, we don't really have as much manufacturing anymore. We do have some advanced manufacturing, but people are kind of left a little bit in the lurch where they might not have the right skills to fill the right roles.
Look, I think that's true, and we have seen as well years and years of underinvestment in our TAFE system in Australia, which I think is very tragic and very sad. The economy is changing rapidly. Automation is changing the future of work. So are new industries, like the on-demand industry and the tech industry are changing, and it's changing what work used to look like in Australia. We need to make sure that our education system is nimble enough to adapt to that, and people have the opportunity to retrain for those high-skilled jobs of the future. Now, that can't all be done through the university system. Some of it is, and again, we're seeing significant funds ripped out of the university system, but it also needs to happen through TAFE and vocational training at that level in the economy. And what I'd really like to see is the federal government take a greater role in supporting the training in vocational education in our TAFE sector so that all Australians can be equipped for the jobs that not just exist now, but will exist in the years to come.
Yeah. Will you be coming back to the Murraylands or through the Adelaide Hills or South Coast in the coming weeks or months?
In the coming months, I expect to. I'm in my third trimester of pregnancy. Oh, wow. So as long as those plans aren't waylaid by a new arrival, it's my expectation too. So I'm hoping to get here for the opening of Food Bank in Murray Bridge in November. So that's a really important community asset, which is now in the town, and I'd really like to be here to support that. But I do make it to Murray Bridge and around the region regularly, and will continue to do that as long as I'm a senator.
And can we reach out to you if we want to make an appointment?
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, my office is always open to help and support people in the region, so they're welcome to call me at my office, to send me an email. And even if I'm not here to meet them in person, I'm happy to chat over the phone. And I've also got a great team of staff who are always happy to help too.
Well, Labor Senator Marielle Smith, thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure, Jenny. Thanks for having me on.